Welcome to this mini episode of The Balance. I'm Dr. Catlin Tucker, and today I want to share a strategy that teachers can use while running a station rotation to help students stay focused on the tasks at hand, make sure they are engaging with the learning activities. One of the frustrations I hear a lot is from teachers who love the station rotation model, but find it challenging to get students to really buckle down and complete the work assigned. And so we'll talk about a very simple strategy I've been using in coaching sessions lately that has been surprisingly effective. But before we get into that, I did want to share some exciting updates. I know the podcast has been a little sporadic in terms of my releases in the last month or so, and it's because I've had a lot of very exciting things professionally and personally happening in life that have taken my time and energy away. And so I wanted to give you guys a little update. So for those of you who have enjoyed the work I've done with Dr. Novak and the books that we have created and written together, you'll be excited to know that we are currently working on a new book project. I am very excited to have yet another opportunity to work with Dr. Novak. She is absolutely spectacular as a human and a writing partner. So as I have updates about that, I will make sure to share them on this podcast as well as on my social channels. So for anybody excited to continue the journey with me and Dr. Novak, you will have that opportunity. I also wanted to share, so when I started my doctorate, my doctoral program began with a retreat/orientation. And I'll never forget going down to Pepperdine the weekend before classes officially started. And I met my cohort. And one of the first things we were asked to do was to create a vision board. And I had never created a vision board before. And so I remember that evening, kind of had my big piece of poster paper on the floor and was drawing pictures, thinking about what was it that I really wanted to achieve. And there were some kind of significant items on there. First was that I obviously wanted to earn my doctorate and complete this journey successfully. So I had a picture of a graduation hat and the year I was hoping to complete my doctoral work. The second was a picture of a plane kind of circling the globe because I really wanted my work to take me to more international locations, to be able to work with teachers all over. And third was I would love to be on a TED stage sharing ideas that I'm passionate about that I think are really powerful. And in the last few weeks, it's just been a really interesting culmination of a lot of that, those visions kind of coming to fruition. I am very lucky that my work has taken me all over the world, and it looks like this year I will be going to Ghana and working with a couple of schools there, really helping in the shift to blended learning and student-led learning. I'm going to Egypt, which is really exciting to work with a school there around universal design for learning and blended learning. So a lot of exciting trips this year in my future. And I just found out 2 weeks ago that I will also be on the TED stage in Folsom this June, getting to talk, which is such an exciting opportunity for me and definitely on my professional bucket list. So thinking back to that vision board, it's very exciting to think about how many of those items that I really wanted to achieve are coming to fruition this year. And in addition to all of that, I have a junior in high school. My daughter is gearing up for the whole college application season. And we took a trip to the East Coast over her spring break to tour schools she's been interested in. So just a really amazing week with my child, getting to kind of see different colleges and universities. And as a parent, to kind of get an inside glimpse into what does my child really like about schools? Where does she see herself? It's all going to be so helpful when we're trying to determine where she should be applying in fall. And she's so cute because she doesn't need me to push her. I am not that parent. I just want her to find a place she's happy, but she is very motivated and very excited, definitely pushing herself in this kind of college conversation. So strange to think I'll have a kid in college in just over a year or so, but a very fun trip with her. So I think those are my updates. Life has been great, except for, you might be noticing, my voice sounds a little strange. I also got hit with the nasty cold that's been going around. It seems like it's gotten everybody in my family at least once so far, and now it's gotten me. So that has also been a little tricky in terms of staying on top of my podcast, because this is the best I've sounded in probably the better part of 3 weeks. All right, let's talk about this tip. So I get a ton of questions from teachers about the station rotation model, how it works, where their focus should be as teachers, but a lot of the questions really are around management. And my colleague, Noelle Gutierrez, has done a series of station rotation tip blogs on CatelynTucker.com. Sharing everything from using seating charts in a station rotation to how to leverage talking chips to get students participating in discussions. I wrote one about how to organize your furniture to really communicate the task of each station or learning activity. And yet some teachers still are concerned that when students move to the different stations that are not teacher-led, that they're not focusing, they're not completing tasks. And part of it might be that they're not being monitored. Part of it might be that they're not really understanding the task or feeling any kind of urgency to complete it when they're at these stations that are not teacher-led. But I think some of it is also that they're not really thinking about what they're supposed to be doing. And so I was working with a middle school teacher, a sixth grade teacher, and she was really struggling with her sixth graders, trying to get them to focus. And I said, why don't we just give them a checklist? So a paper printout checklist that says station rotation, the date, and then it has each of the stations in a table. So there's the teacher-led station, there was an online station, and there was an offline station. And then for each station, they had to literally put a check mark next to the station when they were done with it. And next to the name of the station, like teacher-led, online, offline, there was some kind of task that they had to complete. So after they had been at the teacher-led station, they were asked to complete a 3-2-1 reflection. So what are three things you learned? What are two questions you have? What's one thing that surprised you? So, and you can play around with those prompts. So you can make those prompts read differently if there's other things you'd like students to be responding to after they attend the teacher-led station. Then when they were at the offline station, they were supposed to be engaging in a discussion about a text they had read. And so they had to, in that column, once they checked off that they had been to the offline station, they had to assess their participation in that small group discussion. So we had this short little rubric with just two criteria and then a place for the student to explain why they gave themselves that score and then also what's a goal they wanted to set for themselves the next time they engaged in a small group discussion. At the online station, they were working on kind of an exploration building background activity. And so what they had on their checklist next to that station was one of the thinking routines. And I've written a lot about thinking routines on my blog. So if you haven't had a lot of experience with, you know, see, think, wonder, or connect, extend, challenge, or I used to think and now I think, check out my blog because I have done a lot of writing about those. I share a lot of resources with teachers so that hopefully it's easier to facilitate those thinking routines in your classroom. So students at the end of that online kind of investigation activity, building background activity, they completed that thinking routine. So at the end of the lesson, all the teacher was doing was collecting those checklists from the students. Basically, she had them put them all in a basket. And what was fascinating is she had almost every single student complete every single item, obviously to different degrees of quality or detail and depth, but she was stunned that they, so many of them had done such a good job on it. And so I think it just helps students to stay focused, channel their energy. Obviously, it gave the teacher some documentation of what students had done because there were a few students who missed a section. They didn't say they completed a station. They didn't do the follow-up activity. And so that becomes documentation for her to have a conversation with the student, even have a conversation with the student's family if this is a reoccurring issue. It also provided some really interesting formative assessment data, because as she was kind of flipping through these papers, she was seeing, what were the students' takeaway from that teacher-led station? Or what did they feel like they learned? What was the extent that they learned in the online station? If a student was giving themselves really low marks for their conversation or engagement in discussion, maybe that's an opportunity for a conversation, or maybe that's an indication that the teacher might want to provide some sentence stems or run a small group teacher-led facilitated discussion at some point to help students develop the confidence and skills to feel more successful in those small group student-led discussions. So just a simple technique that can be really, really helpful. And I, for anybody who's not part of my email list, I would encourage you to please join, because I created a template for this station rotation. It's just a checklist template teachers can use. There's three different versions. So there's three different follow-up activities attached to each of the stations that you can pull from in that template. And each week I share resources like that with anybody who's on my emailing list. So if this is something you're excited about, feel free to reach out to me on social, join that list. I'm always happy to share these resources that I develop when I'm working with or coaching teachers. So I want to thank you guys for joining me for this mini episode. If you have any questions about any of this, what I'm up to, the checklist I'm talking about, feel free to reach out. You can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @Catlin_Tucker. I am active on Instagram, so you can find me there at Catlin Tucker, or you can go straight to my website, CatlinTucker.com, join the email list, and that way you'll get resources and information from me each week.